The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Wait a minute. So, Bernie Sanders and his wife are being investigated by the FBI?
Oh, yeah.
For?
bank fraud.
Wait for...
Look at the irony on that one.
Bank fraud? Is Elizabeth Warren involved as well?
Well, we don't know. The FBI is involved.
This is so funny. I'm just skimming through here. This has to do with a loan that his wife got from People's United Bank 10 years ago, well, 7 years ago, in order to buy land for the school, the Burlington College she was working at. And when she applied for the loan, she said that they could count on more in donations than they did, but ultimately she only raised some of that. And yeah, this is really sketchy. Well... doesn't necessarily mean they did anything illegal.
Oh, well, not in today's world.
No. But I mean, even so, the FBI investigates all the time. It doesn't mean they actually did anything illegal. Seriously, it could be nothing. It could be perfectly above board. See what I'm doing there? I don't think it is. We'll see. Don't you automatically see people in a position like this and you're like, come on, there's got to be something sketchy. I just think it is so difficult for you actually to get to that level, especially the following he had running for president.
Against the banks?
Yeah, right. And against the banks.
So he's a guy running against the bank.
You don't understand. The banks, they're our problem. That's the reason I took money. So how's the weekend, fellas?
It was good. Went to the zoo, the Dallas-Fort Worth Zoo.
Oh, I just thought you meant to talk to your coworkers across the hall there.
Oh, no, that's the other zoo. That's the Irving Zoo.
I see. So you went to the Fort Worth Zoo. How was it?
It was amazing.
Yeah, good deal.
Got a behind-the-scenes tour.
Really?
Got to hang out with an actual 8-foot-long snake.
And I saw the picture of that.
Actually, I send it to you.
Yeah, this was not tweeting. You texted it to me over there. You're such a dirtbag. And I was like, it had like a funky carpet it was on.
Yes,
it did. So I was like, what is that design? So I enlarged the picture. I was like, son of a, why are you sending me snake pictures?
I thought of you. So we went to the Texas. Oh, you've been there. The Texas side of the zoo with all animals that live in Texas. They have it.
Just remember animals. I didn't know it was the Texas side. But
okay, yeah. So right at the end, there's Texas, right? And in one of them, it says bats and snakes. And it's a little exhibit for bats and snakes.
That's probably why I don't remember it.
And then it said, little arrow, bypass bats and snakes, turn left. And I'm like, okay, I was like, Malo, you want to go see the snakes? He's like, no. I was like, but the bats are in there. And he wanted to see the bats. He's never seen a bat before.
Cool.
And I was like, okay. He was like, okay, I'll go. All right, cool. Start. Of course it's
Milo's your son, by the way.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Not a tranny.
Right.
Let's keep those separate.
Yeah, exactly.
And you open the door and it's dark, of course, because snakes live in the darkness.
Some.
So we start walking, see a couple snakes. All of a sudden, there's a pitch black area. I thought it was just a wall. There's a sensor. It turns on and it goes and it spits out some air. Okay, let's say I almost pooped my pants and we're both crying on the floor.
Oh, they got you.
They got me good. I was like, what? No wonder nobody comes to this end.
Yeah. I would have had a heart attack. Doc Thomas, we lost one of our own today. Cal's out again today. Has some things to deal with. That's not the being retired or anything like that. It's legit. He'll be back. He texted late last night. He's dealing
okay,
with
okay, what was it with that? I don't need a wake-up text like that. He texts us like super late.
I know, but he was just letting us know that there's some
It's way too late, Cal. Way too late.
Yeah. Everything is fine with Cal, medically speaking.
I'm just gonna his head. You know.
That is true. That is true.
He does believe in Muslims.
His wife's dealing with some things with her pregnancy.
They're getting ready for the baby.
Right, getting ready for the baby, but everything's okay.
And it's a girl,
just
right?
Just need some time. Yeah, he does have another girl. All right, Kirk, what did you do this weekend? Anything fun? Anything
exciting? Not really. I went to the pool on Saturday.
Yeah. Any gay man flirt with you?
No, not this time.
So, like a public pool?
No, no, no. It's like one of my friends lives in an apartment complex in Dallas, okay. And we went out and just hung out by the pool.
And how old are you?
25.
How does that have to do with age?
No, I in my mind, I think like 25-year-olds are having more fun. And I'm like, hey, I wish my buddy. That's what I'm thinking. You're making me feel good here. I'm thinking, hey, you're 25, you're out partying,
oh, yeah, because we started with
chicks,
me.
Whatever.
Okay,
so yeah. So Kirky just hung out at a buddy's pool. Not even like, hey, I have this rich friend and we're all just hanging out and whatever. It was just like an apartment pool.
It was nice. It wasn't like run down or anything.
Otherwise known as public urinals.
Right, exactly. Like, that doesn't sound all exciting.
What did you do? You're judging everybody now.
I went home and I mowed the lawn and trimmed the hedges. These are not euphemisms, by the way.
I was just going to say.
And trimmed the bushes and raked and hoed for a bit. I did all that.
Then you went outside?
Then I also then I also went outside and did some yard work. Hey-o. Where's the bell?
Hold on. Hang on. They moved all the bells.
Okay. So... bells are across the room. Why are the bells over there? Heads will roll today. I want answers. So, that was my Saturday. So I got up and I was like, hey, what's your plan today? And I was like, I don't know. She's like, you know, the outside needs
some attention.
Now, how did she say it? She goes, oh, okay. Do you think you're going to work outside today? That's how she says it. She says it like that, which means get your ass outside.
Get out.
What people don't know is that you commute back and forth.
Right. I'll be in Dallas. Depending on what the week is, 2 to 5 days, and then home, whatever. It just depends on what's going on. So, yeah, so that was Saturday from about 7, 8 in the morning till about 6 in the evening.
It's a good workout.
Mm-hmm. So, Sunday, I'm like, I get up in the morning, the scene repeats itself. And I was like, you know what, I think I'll just hang out with Cubby today. We'll do some things, whatever. And she goes, so, what are you planning today? And I was like, I don't know. She goes, are you going to clean?
She's subtle, that wife of yours.
Yeah, and I was like, crud. So I did that. And then I have, how many books did Glenn give us to read? Is it 6?
No.
7.
Glenn suggested books.
Strongly suggested.
No, let me...
And by suggest, yes. He said, read these.
Right. See, that's what I thought, Chris.
Is he going to provide the books? Because I looked at Amazon. I just bought 4 of them because that's what I could remember from the show.
Right.
It was $60.
See, that's the reason I stole some off of other people's desks.
Okay, see, I don't spend that much time here, so I don't have time to look through the library we have.
No, there's no library. I actually stole them off of somebody's desk.
That's what I'm saying. Like. There's so many books around here. I'm missing 2. I got 4.
It's the price of working for Glenn.
Yeah, but that's so much homework. I've never met a boss that gives you so much homework.
This was kind of different. Glenn's in a new place right now that we'll be discussing in the next few months. And if you notice all those subtle things, like our immediate boss sending us an email like, hey, there's a lot of different stuff we got to do, whatever, that last night.
And a lot of people around here call him, like, I don't know, CEO?
Who? Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
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 So
he's taking over.
5, 6 books or whatever, and I'm like, I had a meeting with Glenn on Friday before I went home.
Surprise!
Oh, yeah. By the way,
Did you know about it?
I knew the meeting was coming, except they sent the invite to somebody else.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay.
Oh, the one at the other doc.
They did. They started. They sent it to Dom. They went D-O and sent it to Dom. And so Beth comes to me and she's like, hey, you had that meeting today. And I was like, no, I wasn't invited to anything. Yeah, we had a meeting with Clint. No. They go back and check. They're like, you should have known about this 3 days ago to plan for it. And I was like, son of a gun. I got yard work to do. And I got to go home.
I got bushes to mow.
So I'm like, all right. So I stick around. And in the meeting, Glenn's like, all right. So I want to do this thing because you read the book, right? And I was like,
what book?
No, I didn't. He's like, wow, you really got to read this book because you're not going to get this. So whatever. And I was like, okay, great. He's like, and then there's this thing. You read that book, right? Damn it. No. He's like, Doc, really, you got to read these. And I'm like, I interviewed the author.
I know. It was our contact. Right. Bad contact.
So this is all your fault.
Now we have to read
it. It was Cal's fault. He's the one.
Oh, man.
By the way, I got away with that a week ago in Think Tank when he's like, you guys have read the one book? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, I interviewed the author. Okay, then you'll understand a little bit. No, I was behind the curve now. I was the adult who didn't read it. So I was like, darn it, that's not going
to
work.
You know, when we book your guests, we expect you to know at least a little bit about the topic.
Yeah, I know. So now I'm like, okay, I got to read it. So I read one of them last night.
How was it?
It was wonderful. It's you want to understand where Glenn's going and where we all need to go as a country and individuals. Tribal leadership. That's the one. So by the way, you know, we'll send out a list of the ones Glenn suggests. I think he's talked about them all.
Yeah.
Tribal leadership, friction.
I got a list.
The mistakes were made. The righteous mind. That's only four. That's only four.
I only have four, so.
Maybe it was four.
Well, no, there are six. There's six books, right?
What were the other two?
I don't know what they are.
Maybe it's like one of these video games where after you get to the four, the fifth and sixth become available.
You have the key to unlock.
You know what the other ones are until
you
then
it's a secret. You have to read them in order,
You
then?
Have to beat the level boss.
Yeah.
And then he spits the book out.
You save the princess, you get the info on the fourth.
Right. So you your tribal leadership, friction, mistakes were made, the righteous mind, that's the only ones that I have.
Yeah, I would read those, the first two, tribal leadership and friction, those are the ones that are going to understand. Well, back, we're going to be talking about some of this stuff too as we get...
The five dysfunctions of a team.
Is that the fifth?
Really? No, I just saw that title. It looked interesting.
That's me. It's
we have a lot of dysfunctions around.
Do not
here.
Give him that page.
Yeah. Do not. Yeah.
Okay. Let me get through at least this, one of these four.
Erase this part of the show.
You did not hear
we
that.
We need to start suggesting really small books to Glenn. Really, really short ones.
Yeah. How about some graphic novels?
Glenn, have you seen this great
the
Cliff Notes?
Dead?
Lots of TV shows.
Good, it does. Good There's some things. Good life lessons in there.
We got a new sponsorship to tell you about. And it's Earthwater. Chris loves the Earthwater. I love the Earthwater.
Drinking it right now.
You a big fan of the Earthwater?
I am a big fan of this Earthwater, aka, like my son likes to call it, Blackwater.
Blackwater?
Yep.
Yeah, this is the we interviewed him not long ago.
CJ.
Yeah, CJ. And it's bizarre because not all of it is black. Some of it's clear. But the one we have tried and talked about, it's just water, but it's black. And you're like, okay, what's gone wrong with the water? What's it taste like? Ryan. It tastes like water. Like, but yes. What else? No, it's just water. But it has those trace minerals in it, which is good for your body, which is really, really solid. So if you're going to, first of all, we should be drinking water, a lot more water anyway. But we also need the trace minerals. So drink more water and you might as well have this.
Yeah, it has about 70 trace minerals. And the cool thing is that now... Like we always do, we give them a 10% discount. All they have to go to is earthwater.com/theblaze.
Can I taste yours again?
Yes, you could taste my water. And use the promo code theblaze. Here's the fun part. We actually partner up with them, and they have a driver at the NASCAR that performed over the weekend.
Oh, really? They're sponsoring NASCAR as well.
They bought a car.
Wow.
And they actually, this is pretty cool, they actually had a driver come from Israel and drive the car.
Wow. Okay. So if they're at NASCAR level status, this thing is moving fast.
Yes, it is moving fast.
The company is Fulhum, Fulhum, and it's Earthwater. You should try it today. Rehydrate, replenish, and recover. Where can they get Earthwater? I think they have it at Amazon.
If they go to earthwater.com/theblaze and they use the promo code theblaze, they could get 10% off.
Nice. So it's earthwater.com/theblaze. Earthwater.com/theblaze. And what I'll do is I'll tweet out a link to it as well in just a couple of minutes. But try it today. In fact, we had a bunch of people try it when they were on. We just happened to interview them because we interview all kinds of companies. Some end up advertisers, some don't. They had an overwhelming response.
They did. Not only that, I sent two cases to my parents. I actually became a member because they sell through Amazon.
Yeah.
And we talked about it, Amazon bought Whole Foods. So Amazon is getting bigger.
Oh, nice.
And then now they're shipped through Amazon and all that stuff. So it's a great company.
Earthwater.com/TheBlaze.
The next generation of talk radio.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
Do you love all things Glenn Beck? Would you like to know what's always happening in the world of Glenn? Get the inside scoop by signing up for the free Glenn Beck newsletter. You'll get Glenn's take on the news of the day, show recaps, exclusive videos, special offers, and much more. Get Glenn Beck delivered straight to your inbox. Visit glennbeck.com/newsletter and sign up today. That's glennbeck.com/newsletter.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
By the way, that big health care bill they've been working on in the Senate,
it's great.
That would be like it's great.
It's great.
It's great. It's fantastic. That may not get passed.
Good.
Uh-oh. Who's jumping off the train?
Everybody.
Well, you have the four main guys out.
You mean the people that
the four horsemen? Yeah. Pestilence, death, famine. they're all represented. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you have a bunch of people that are bailing, but it's funny because the conservatives, they're still there, right? There's still a couple of them. Yes, Mike Lee and a couple of the
Mike Lee, that's where it stops.
I was like, Mike Lee and
Mike Lee.
Are bailing. Okay, so the Democrats, it's going to be really hard to wrangle any of the Democrats on board.
Good.
Because they see it, even if it doesn't change Obamacare that much, there's the marketing of, you voted for the repeal replace of Obamacare. Unless they're able to spin it as they help fix Obamacare, the Democrats are off. So then you got just the Republicans left, and they need to get the majority there. You've got a bunch of the couple of conservatives, they're like, I ain't doing this. This isn't conservative.
Right.
So they got to wrangle their Republicans together. But then the more progressive of the Republicans, the Lindsey Grahams and others, Lisa Murkowski, Capitos from West Virginia, they're all bailing because it's not progressive enough.
Right.
So it's going to be difficult. You would think it would be just the opposite. They'd be able to wrangle all of them together because of repeal or replace. No. Half of them are saying it's not conservative enough. The other one's saying it's not progressive enough. So it's not looking real good for them there. Mike Lee wrote kind of an op-ed piece, and I'll tweet a link to it so you can read for yourself. Listen to what he wrote. He put, no, the Senate health care bill released yesterday does not repeal Obamacare. It doesn't even significantly reform American health care. That's how it starts.
Well, they only had 8 years to work on it, so.
I mean, if they had another dozen years, you know. We know this is bad. If we only had a little more time, we'd be all set. He said it cuts taxes, it bails out insurance companies, it props up Obamacare through the next election, it lays out plan to slow Medicaid spending beginning 2025, but that probably won't happen.
Yeah.
This is his op-ed piece. Mm-hmm. This is incredible. I mean, it doesn't matter if you like Mike, you're conservative or not. This is amazing that he lays this out so pointedly.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and it leaves in place the ham-fisted. You're always going to get a laugh with ham-fisted. Things that always get a laugh. Calling something ham-fisted or cornhole. Either one of those are good. I'm not kidding. They always make me laugh. Ham-fisted. Okay, there we go. He said it leaves in place the ham-fisted federal regulations that have driven up family health insurance premiums by 140% since Obamacare was implemented. As the bill is currently drafted, I won't vote for it. 140%. Remember.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to be able to keep your doctor, and premiums would go down $2,500 a year.
Exactly right. Yeah. Instead, it's not gone so up 140%. So if you think that we need to do healthcare differently because there's not enough people that can afford it or get it, if that's where you live and the premiums are too high, 140%. He said, as the beginning of the process, I wanted a full repeal of Obamacare. Despite campaigning on that very thing for 8 years, my Republican colleagues disagreed. So then I called for a partial repeal like we passed in 2015, and which conservatives were promised by our leader in January. A partial repeal would at least force Congress to start over with a new system that could work better. Again, no. So then I advocated for repealing Obamacare's regulations, which have been the primary drivers of spiking premiums. Again, no. Mm-hmm. He just lays this, and this is not attacking individuals. It's not, you know, spewing venom or anything. It's exactly where he needs to be. You can check it out. I'll tweet a link. It's at Doc Thompson Show. You can read the entire thing from Mike Lee yourself.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Healthcare bill making its way through the Senate right now. John Kasich was on the TV over the weekend discussing it. And John Kasich is against the healthcare bill. He's against it.
Whoa.
Yes, the governor of Ohio, the guy who ran for president, the guy who I disagreed with on all kinds of things, I agree with. I'm against it and he's against it. Listen.
Well, and there's a few aspects of it that have improved. For example, the phase out of Medicaid expansion over 6 or 7 years is an improvement. But the total number of dollars that are going to be dedicated to Medicaid are not enough. I mean, it's not enough resources.
Wait a minute. I'm against it because it's too big. It's the government. It shouldn't. He's against it because they're not spending enough money on it. Oh, okay. Well, hey, at least it's both against it. Maybe
right.
We can stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, Johnson, I'm against the repeal of Obamacare because the plans do not spend enough money. This is a Republican who's supposedly for smaller government. Personal freedom, personal accountability.
Supposedly.
A little more. Maybe he cleans it up a bit.
There. And I've been very concerned here in my state about treating the mentally ill, the drug addicted, the chronically ill, particularly under Medicaid expansion. If you look at the entire Medicaid pie, there is a huge challenges to it because
By the way,
resource.
I had Medicaid pie over the weekend.
Was it good?
It's fantastic. You got to get it a la mode, though.
I like cake. I like the cake version better.
It's too dry if there's
Yeah, you got to do it.
Resources are just not there. And I think we'll find that over a 10-year period, Medicaid funding will be significantly curtailed and not accompanied at this point with the kind of flexibility we need, particularly as it relates to the pharmaceutical companies, where we need to have greater flexibility. So we would be looking not just at affecting those who are drug addicted, but also children, seniors, the disabled. Now, on the other side, the exchange side.
Hold on one second. So he's doing the typical progressive thing. What about the children? Mm-hmm. What about the poor? What about whatever? See, if John Kasich really believed in those things, he could have done all kinds of things differently as governor of Ohio. He could have supported all kinds of things. If John Kasich really believed in helping all of those people, why hasn't John Kasich ponied up more of his own personal fortune? He could have done that.
Yeah, no.
By the way, this is the same argument that we had about Medicare when it came to the Republicans opposing Obamacare. Republicans argued there wasn't enough money for Medicare. And now the Democrats and I was going to say in John Kasich, but he's pretty much a Democrat, are doing the same thing when it comes to Medicaid.
How do they get away with headlines like the New York Times? Senate Republicans, who for 7 years have promised a repeal of the Affordable Care Act, took a major step on Thursday toward that goal. It's not even, I mean,
I don't know if that's a major, I guess it is a step, but it looks like it's not.
Nah.
It's not going to get done at this point. Unless something, and by the way, the full details of what it will do, with their what their proposed plan, because their plan could change dramatically.
And will.
But as they, what was it, Thursday? Mm-hmm. As they gave us on Thursday, posted on Thursday, the CBO is going to score it, and we should know today, tomorrow, what they say. Here's the thing. We can't even really count on the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, because they told us Obamacare would be great.
Right.
But why? Yeah. Garbage in, garbage out, because they didn't actually get all the information.
Mm-hmm.
So are they going to, did they give them all the information? We can't even count on that.
No, probably
we
not.
We knew it was BS at the time.
That's what the government does now. They listen to polls. And they tell you what you, that's what Obama did for 8 years. He listened to what people wanted to hear and then went out there and said it.
Right,
and
exactly.
And it didn't matter if it was true or not, he said it.
Right, and you would think there's greater accountability now, and there's actually less accountability, especially with something like this. I should not be, but I'm actually amazed at how horrible these healthcare bills are. I really am. It really is. A bad version of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's like, well, Obamacare was bad. Their bills may actually be worse. they really may, because unless you're playing some long game that the entire system is going to collapse, and that's what they're doing here, and then when it does collapse, they'll swoop in with a better plan. This is a complete failure. But you know how you know they're not doing that? Because they could just give us their plan now.
Yes.
You have the House and the Senate. And the White House, you could just give us your good plan now.
Well, they all promised to just repeal Obamacare.
Right.
Just get rid of it. It's gone.
I mean, where's the person standing up and saying, guys, here's how we got to the point that people advocated for and claimed and got people on board with Obamacare? Because, yes, premiums kept going up. They kept increasing.
Mm-hmm.
We had pretty good health care in America, if you could pay for it, if you had a plan. Mm-hmm. And by the way, here's the difference between health insurance and health care, and you lay all that out and say that's what got us to Obamacare. Now, instead of going, hey, we need the government involved more, maybe we could have looked at the failures of, you know, what the problems were. Here's what the problems were, and maybe we go do those things. Nobody's saying that. So the reason this may actually be worse is it will collapse the system. They're starving parts of it. They're saying we're not going to put as much money in. By the way, all of the feel good, we got to help people, BS is still there. Stay on your parents' insurance till you're 26. Why is the government mandating that insurance companies must allow you to stay on the insurance till you're 26? And why 26? Why not 25?
Why not 35?
Right. Why not 105?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pushing it.
Right.
I just retired, but the good news is I'm still on my parents' health insurance.
Hey, that's a good selling point right there.
Again, why not? Do you ever think how stupid? Okay, well, we want people to be on until they're out of college. Okay, so
makes sense.
22, 23.
Well, give them an extra year or two out of college. 23 or four.
Okay, now you guys make me feel bad. I'm 27. I'm still in college. So
you're just
rolls.
Doing, you know what? You're just taking your time and doing it right.
You're doing it right, exactly. You're just as good as they are.
Almost.
Just as good.
Almost.
How old are you?
27.
Ooh. You're almost just as good as they
are. I thought you were 24. You're not just good. You should be doing it faster. No. So wouldn't you at least say like 25? It's that, you know, round. Why 26? It just shows you it's just BS. And by the way, why is the government mandating it? Insurance company wants to do it, they'll put you on. How come insurance companies didn't come up with that plan anyways themselves? One of two things. Either it wasn't a profitable model for them, or... Anybody? Was it a profitable model, or... I'm just stalling because I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going.
And I looked up and thought I missed something.
I was trying to figure out. I was like, damn it, Brad is here, so he should be paying attention.
No, I was trying to figure out.
I completely blacked out.
I guarantee you there is a reason they came up with a 26-year age. there's a reason. There had to have been a poll, a survey, a study.
That was the other thing. Or it was government regulation.
You're welcome.
They couldn't do it in the past.
You're welcome.
Good it was stall. Either yeah. It was either not a profitable model or the government wouldn't allow them on the other side. So remember, this was not the government saying, hey, you can stay on it. It was they must offer this as an opportunity. And the Senate's version of, okay, and we'll get rid of the funding for Planned Parenthood for a year.
For a year.
And go right down the list. All it does is, if you look at the House bill versus the Senate bill, kind of get rid of the mandate. But the House bill didn't have it. The mandate goes away forever. It doesn't. Where's leadership saying we are going to do things differently? Where's leadership saying we are going to go pre-Obamacare and then take a couple of steps back from there? They're not doing it. What seriously, give me it. What do you think their motivation is in this? Again, but 8 years
the
to do this thing differently. No, the entire thing. Oh. What's their motivation? Why wouldn't they do this?
Huh? They don't want to get rid of it because of money.
Somebody's
filling those pockets with money.
It has to be.
Because it makes,
why would you not?
That's what I'm saying. And that's one of the things I'm like, okay, there has to be something else. Because you explained it to me. It's like, oh, we'll do the Doc Thompson healthcare plan, which is free market.
Free market.
Like, okay, but that's what if... It. And I was like, no, because free market will take care of that. Oh, but what about...
Well, no, free market in the long run.
We'll take care of all of it. And I'm like, okay, then am I missing something?
It's got to be power. Power or money. The insurance companies or others are driving this thing. I mean, it's got to be pouring money into it and or their investments. Remember, they're allowed to insider trade with this stuff. So... somehow those 435 people in the House and 100 people in the Senate are benefiting from this.
Or could it be just that stupid that they don't see it?
No, they could be stupid, absolutely, but they would not be able to... No, because they argued against this stuff. It's not going to be a that stupid because they wouldn't have argued so passionately against it. Right? I mean...
So we just have 535 actors up there?
I guess.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much it.
In trying to figure out the 26-year-old thing, I did come across an article that...
What'd they say?
What to tell your 26-year-old when they get kicked off your health insurance plan.
You should have been off this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It should be not as soon as you left the house.
And it's,
get a job.
Research the ACA within 60 days of losing your child's health benefits. No. Tell them to research it.
Are they allowed to sign up for COBRA?
Yeah, learn a bit more about
Does it COBRA. Actually bring...
Mm-hmm, it does bring up COBRA.
Anyone tried to use COBRA? Anyone had to?
Oh, yeah. COBRA's fun, isn't it? I've had to use it.
You know why they call it COBRA?
Why?
Because it spits venom in your eyes. Uh-huh. That's why it does. I was like, yeah, first time I was like, oh, well, at least I have COBRAs. How much?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How much does it cost? How is this a good plan?
Your car and your first child.
See, I've been blessed to be in the military, so I don't have to worry about none of that.
You get to deal with a VA.
Now I do, but before.
Exactly. That makes you like, hey, I get COBRA. Yeah. Hey, COBRA's great. Relief Factor is an all-natural anti-inflammatory. It's helping thousands of Blaze audience members, people right here in our own building, deal with chronic pain and even some of that temporary pain as well. Most of the people like Chris, yours is a little more chronic. Yours is ongoing. Cal's and mine. No, Cal's pretty much chronic too. Mine's been pretty temporary.
Mine is like complete, like right now is in pain. It's not the Relief Factor. It's just...
It's something you've
something
always
have to
said.
Deal
right.
With,
What yours is ankles?
Ankles, yeah.
From having them replaced?
Yes.
And yours has been?
Back. My back and my foot after surgery.
And all you have to do is call Relief Factor at 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com and get that three-week quick start pack for just $19.95. You can deal with the chronic pain by dealing with the inflammation. Most pain deals, there's a result of inflammation in your body. And if you get rid of the inflammation, you get rid of the pain, you don't have to worry about masking it with narcotics that have all those side effects. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
When I learned today, Tech Rue up and at it early today said, I was fooled into thinking COBRA was a great thing. $660 a month insurance. I could have had it for $120.
Yep. Wow.
I remember Cobra.
Crazy expensive.
Yes, it is.
And naively, I was like, oh, it sounds like a pretty good thing. Uh-huh. So you can get whatever. No. And this is part of the problem. Back in the day, I rolled the dice. I worked for some smaller companies that didn't provide health insurance. I mean, this is late 80s, early 90s. I rolled the dice and didn't have health insurance, but I was young and fortunately pretty healthy.
Oh, I didn't have it for years.
Right. Although you get older and it becomes more of an mm-hmm. issue. There is a fundamental breakdown in this entire discussion that people keep saying health care when they mean health insurance. I'm guilty of it at times, conflating the two when, you know, I mean one thing and I say the other. Mm-hmm. There is health insurance and there is health care. There is the process of health care. I went in and had a doctor look at me, cut my foot mm-hmm. off today, whatever it is, the health care, the process. And then there is the system of health care. And then there's health insurance.
And it used to be that you would have insurance for catastrophic events.
I don't know why that's so difficult for people. I think the health insurance companies want that. I think they are the ones responsible for driving the confusion between catastrophic coverage and maintenance plans.
Well, and I think a lot of it has to do with tort reform, which we'll never see, because you have doctors being sued for X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Their malpractice insurance goes up. They pass that along. Their fees get more expensive. You have to have insurance to pay those fees because they're more expensive, and it just tumbles out of control.
You know, that's one of the... few significant differences between America and the rest of the industrialized world when it comes to the way we approach stuff like that we're the only one that doesn't have loser pay laws when it comes to
which
insurance.
Which is crazy. If we had that, mm-hmm. you'd see a huge reduction in the number of lawsuits.
Yeah, the trial lawyers absolutely do not want that. And you're right, that plays into this whole thing. Mm-hmm. The difference between catastrophic 100 years ago, people went to the doctor, and the doctor said it costs $14, mm-hmm. or sometimes they'd trade you a bushel of corn and a pig for it, or whatever it was.
Oh, I'd take that deal today.
Absolutely.
I'll bring you a pig and a bushel of corn.
Here it is, done. Uh-huh. And they would say, okay, here's what's wrong with you, and here's how we'll treat it. That was it. Yeah. And then people said, well, you know, what happens if you get some horrible, horrible disease, and it's going to cost, you know, thousands of pigs and 10,000 bushels of corn? I'm not going to have that. And they said, okay, well, sign up for this. Give us a little bit each month. And then if something happens, we'll take care of that outrageous. It's gambling.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And that's cool.
Playing the odds.
But I remember when the shift was, because I remember my parents had it in the 70s, and it was more disaster coverage.
Yeah.
And then as I ended up with health insurance, I was like, oh, so it's, I pay a small fee when I go, but then the company pays, there's a copay, and they have a bigger... Oh. What?
It gets really confusing.
And then I kept hearing stories about people who got cancer and they went bankrupt. And I was like, how is that possible? Because mm-hmm. they don't all have disaster coverage anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.